One thing that's changing, and this is particularly in the African context, is there seems to be greater connections between Al-Qaeda affiliates operating in the Sahel and a range of the criminal organizations that are shipping people and drugs across the Sahel. But I think that's also very particular to an environment in which if you are a criminal group, you probably can't operate in some of those spaces without having some kind of relationship with terrorist groups.
When you look at it from a logical perspective, criminals really don't want anything to do with terrorists, correct?
Yes. If you are shipping drugs or shipping people or running a large mafia-style business, getting involved with an Al-Qaeda-related group or getting involved with ISIL is the best way to get all sorts of security agencies breathing down your back and being much more interested in disrupting your business. Let's remember, most criminals are in business to make money, and that's what they're interested in. They're interested in making profit. And associations with terrorists can be pretty risky for that profit.
I see. And terrorist groups most likely are thinking the other way around.
Well, I think the flip side of this is that terrorists often need criminals. They want to access criminal networks to get false documents, maybe to move people around under the radar, maybe to get access to arms or other types of supplies. So terrorists certainly have a reason to engage with criminals, but criminals may not always have reasons to engage with terrorists.
Alexander Evans, coordinator of the UN's Al-Qaeda Taliban Monitoring Team. Gigi Green, WTOP News.